Hey, Richie McCormack here from OTB's Rugby Daily. We'll keep you up to date throughout this year's Six Nations. So subscribe to Off the Ball Rugby and you can listen to Rugby Daily for free wherever you get your podcasts.
The Six Nations. Join in the obsession.
Zeebo going on his own! He gets the try!
The Red 78.
We're both Munster people.
Whoever gets over the line, try for Munster!
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
Hello and welcome to the Red 78, a Munster podcast for Munster fans. Coming up on today's show, a big win against Zebre, Hayley's Comet returns, and some huge games on the horizon for the Reds. Delighted to be joined by Munster legends Alan Quillen and Fiona Hayes to discuss it all, lads. How are you? It's been a while. It's like, I don't like these gap weeks in between. I miss you terribly when we're not on.
You do not go away out of it.
Certainly do.
Yeah, good couple of weeks, being kept busy, I suppose, with the Six Nations as well and the coaching. And now I'm not as fancy as Quinny, they don't fly me out anywhere. I have to sit at home and chat about it, but I'm sure he'll tell you all about the good times flying away for games.
He's having a tough old time, right, travelling around Europe, right, watching matches, isn't he?
They all think it's glitz and glamour, but it's usually in, out, late flights. A lot of rushing and racing to get pieces done to camera and then back, leave down the microphone and straight to the airport. So it's not all as it seems, but anyhow,
it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
It is, yeah.
All right, lads, there's plenty to discuss about Munster's big win over Zebre at the weekend, and as I said, Mike Haley's return and some good performances as well. Before we get to that, Fiona Hayes, you got a couple of comments.
Yeah, there was a good bit of positivity this week, I think, as well, which is always good. Julie Gleeson had, how great is it to have Mike Haley back? I'm sure we'll talk about that as it goes on, but I certainly thought he was absolutely brilliant to watch. Connor said this one, Quinny, slightly worried about the overplaying. There was times when Zebre were up in the tempo and we struggled to slow them down and slow the tempo down. I don't know, are we struggling to control a game like Leinster, Toulouse and the likes can do? Anything on that?
No, it's a good point. I think obviously we'll get into the match a little bit. I think when you're on the front foot and you're pretty ambitious and Munster on the back of really, a big attacking performance against Harlequins away the week before. They're playing at home on a 4G pitch. And the attack started brilliantly. I think it's just game management then, isn't it? That's down to Craig Casey, probably, and Tony Butler, how they manage that. You know, Tony's still quite inexperienced. There's players outside him screaming for the ball, probably. So it's getting that balance of maybe playing a little bit of territory. But some of the attack in the first half was outstanding. Mm-hmm. So it's a good point from Connor there, just about maybe overplaying a little bit at times. And, you know, Zebra seemed to get kind of better defensive shape as the game went on, albeit, you know, Munster scored five great tries in the first half and two in the second. But they were better in the second half and it frustrated Munster a little bit. So, yeah, maybe there's some in that about how they manage the game and those little moments, and maybe look to kick a little bit more for contestables, mm-hmm. or maybe, you know, kick for territory.
Yeah, Paul O'Sullivan said good win and getting another bonus point along the way. Conceding a try bonus might have Rowntree and Leamy pulling their hair out. Mike Milner said so much discussion about who could cover for Hugo Keenan. Mike Haley has answered that in spades. Very unlucky with the timing of his injury. Otherwise, Faz might have brought him into the camp for a look. And then lastly, we have Chef the Electric. What does Frisch have to do to get into an Ireland camp? I know the midfield is a strong area, but surely he's close to the wider squad. And also, Alan, do you think Haley is doing enough? Now it's only one game, but to be on a plane for South Africa in July as backup for Keenan, or is Frawley enough?
I think, obviously, Mike Haley coming back, he played really well. He looked in great shape, physically really good. So if he finishes the season out and has some big performance from Munster, yes, he'll definitely be in contention to go to South Africa. Or it depends how many they bring. It's only two test matches there. We've heard no announcement about an A match or a development game or anything like that to go with it. So, and they're the world champions, really. So I suppose it just depends how many Andy Farrell brings. But I think it's a welcome return for everybody, for Munster, for Ireland. I think Mike Haley, you know, we've got to see more of him. But on the evidence of what we saw the other night, and look, given the opposition and the young players that Zebre would have had, I think, you know, we'll have to kind of wait and see in some of the big matches. Regarding Frisch, I think, again, they'll be very conscious of his performances and keeping a close eye on him. It's hard to kind of be up for these games when you want to play at a higher level. He's come to Ireland to play with Munster and hopefully get international recognition as well. He's a very good player, and I'm sure they're very conscious of what he can bring. So he isn't a million miles away either.
All right, let's look at this game at Virgin Media Park. Fiona Hayes, 7 tries, some fantastic performances, but a little bit of sloppiness in the second half.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was around that 59-minute mark. I think they went into their shell a little bit. There was changes on from the bench, and Mia Quinney were even saying that you expect the bench to come in and make a huge impact. Probably didn't as much as they'd like to, but that sometimes happens in these games when you pull ahead. But that's not taken away from Zebre's attack. I thought how they shifted the ball out wide. They really wanted to attack Munster in those wider channels. And a couple of, I suppose, phases later, Munster in particular will be very disappointed with their defence. You know, I loved watching them. I think there was 19 offloads altogether, but they turned the ball over 11 times. 14 missed tackles isn't huge, but for the amount of possession and territory that they had, I suppose it's the areas where they missed those tackles that will be disappointing to the defence coach. But in general, I thought they were pretty good. And I know there was a lot of chat about Mike Haley, but I loved watching Casey. I thought he was absolutely outstanding, the speed he brought. I know there was chat earlier about that tempo, but these are the games in Cork on the 4G that you want to be trying things. You want to up the tempo. Ethan came on as well. I thought he was quite good, but I thought Casey really put his hand up in the speed that he delivered the ball. His decision making was really good. And as I said, Mike Haley, absolutely brilliant to see him back. His footwork, his ability to beat defenders. I think he'd over 200 metres. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but he was everywhere. He's fielding at a high ball. It was one of those games where, you know, we knew we missed him back there, but it's just when he comes in and puts in a performance of like that, you could see how electric he is coming onto that ball in attack in particular.
Quinny, what impressed you most about Munster's performance?
I think the attack was superb in the pace and kind of tempo they had early on in the game. Their breakdown was really good. So Craig Casey's able to just whip the ball away and they're on the front foot. They're playing full of confidence, you know. 19 offloads, as Fiona mentioned. that indicates like an ambition, a confidence to keep the ball alive. And they did that really well. So when you look at the first couple of tries, particularly the first two, Quinn and Haley, you know, you're 10 minutes in and you're thinking, this is an incredible start. They struggled last year in this fixture in Cork against Zebre. They got 3 tries. I don't know if you remember that. It was a frustrating one. They didn't get the bonus point win. It was a different time of the year. It was probably October, November last year in 2022 to 2022-23 season. But they struggled. So I think they started well. They wanted to do that. And I suppose that pace and tempo in the game early on was very impressive, and their accuracy around the passing. So Snaiman gets a try in 25th minute, and you think this is going really well here. But the problem, and if you look at the negatives, were the turnovers and sloppiness with the ball. And it's kind of a high risk reward scenario where you're on the front foot, you want to play, you're on a firm surface. Things are going pretty well. So if you look at their first try, from Hassa, the tight head prop, it comes from a turnover from Mike Haley. It hits his chest and in the tackle, they turn it over. They go up the field and score. I think all 4 tries came off turnovers that they conceded that, you know, mistakes from Munster. So that's probably the stuff that'll frustrate Graham Rowntree and the players a little bit when they look back. But it's just one of those games, again, where emotionally you don't have to be at your top level, high pitch. I think it's it's a learning curve again for players who are still trying to find a way, particularly some of the younger players. But what impressed me was the attack. I think the scrum was really good. I'm not sure how good the opposition were, to be honest. They're two young props that are playing for Zebra there. But Munster scrum was really good, set piece. And, you know, if you look at some of the stats of Munster's set piece this year, they're down. They're not in a kind of a good place as regards their accuracy in the set piece and the line out. In recent weeks, particularly, you know, the Scarlets game and this game, it's much better. Again, it's the level of opposition you're playing, the pressure you're going to be put under. But I was impressed with that. And look, if you're given, it's just tainted a little bit by the concession of tries, to be honest. You know, probably frustrating that it's at one point, it comes back to within 11 points, doesn't it? It's 40-29 there with, you know, 7 or 8 minutes to go, or 5-6 minutes to go. And it's just a little bit tainted the scoreline. But at the end of the day, it's five points. It's another really important 5 points, and it moves Munster up to 6 in the table, which is, they're in that playoff position again. So plenty of positives, but I think just lacking a little bit of a ruthless edge there at times. And again, these players will learn from this in these moments. It's about controlling that kind of pace and energy in the game, and just, you know, not giving the opposition, who are, you know, even though they've only won one game this year, they're a very dangerous side as regards their attack. I think both their wingers have scored lots of tries, so they do move the ball, and I think they show that, and they punish Munster for those mistakes.
Fiona, just on the positives there again, I mean, like you both touched on about Mike Haley's performance. He comes back in after 8 months out after hip surgery, named player of the match, and turns in an excellent performance. And we're getting texts in saying, get him on the plane with Ireland to South Africa. Just tell me, like, how good his performance was. And again, just, I suppose, put into that context of, without disrespecting Zebra, it is Zebra, I suppose, that they were playing.
Yeah, look, I just thought he looked electric, and I suppose people are just saying that as well, Rory, on the back of how he has been playing when he has been fit. You know, obviously we're seeing him back in that starting jersey, and as I said, he's the type of player that you know, that you want on the pitch, especially attacking wise. As I said, I think it was 178 metres. A lot of defenders beat, Nankerville beat 11 defenders, but I think Mike Haley was just after that as well. So he's footwork is absolutely electric to watch, and he's just safe as houses back there. So I suppose in the context of, you know, there was a lot of chat about Hugo Keenan, and he was out. Frawley came in and done an excellent job, but it's no harm for Haley to keep putting in these performances, keep showing Andy Farrell, look, I'm here, I'm fully fit now, I'm back, I'm electric. He's a different type of player. I think he's footwork, he's elusiveness, he gets you constantly over the gain line. For, not that he's a big guy, but he seems to find the space and everything he does. And that was just a really good night for him down in Cork, and to come back from that injury, being out 8 months, and perform like that. You know, Snyman obviously at times was superb to watch, the offloads, his line out steals, which you could see as the game went on, he was probably getting a little bit tired, a bit slower to get up to his feet, and that's all part of it. But with Haley, he was just electric from start to finish to the game, and his fitness is absolutely at a peak. It's just about keeping him injury free now, I think, Rory.
When you were coming back from injury, I mean, like, psychologically, how difficult was it to do? I mean, like, as we were saying, Haley's out for 8 months, comes back and puts in a player of the match performance. Psychologically coming back, what's the difficulties?
I don't think it's. I suppose you have a fear. It depends what type of injury you have. You'd always have a worry that are you ready? Are you fit enough? And can you find that form again? I think, look, coming back, getting a home game in the middle of the Six Nations against a side who are missing their Italian internationals is, if you were to choose a game, it's probably, you know, it's a good one to come back for, particularly you're at home, and he wants to run with the ball. I think he's a really good counter-attacking full-back, and he's very physical, and he got stuck in from the very start, and that's what you want from when you're coming back from an injury. So, No, look, he's going to be tested and let's see in the next couple of weeks. But I think what impressed me really was his conditioning and the pace and the hunger he had to kind of get back. And, you know, it's a perfect chance for him to kind of showcase what he can do. I think to go to the international level, he's got to obviously, you know, tidy up some parts of his game, his kicking game, his decision-making at times when, you know, he makes some bit of a break and to find a player with a pass and actually find some space, because he kind of runs a little bit with the blinkers on at times. We've seen him do that before. Very strong and powerful. So he's a very, very impressive player. It's just some awareness around what he does with the ball. So, I, you know, any of the fears I would have had is, are you fit enough? Are you ready? Can you get back to up to speed? So for him after the game to get through this game after being out for a long period is really pleasing, and that instills a bit of confidence. So I think he's a really important player for Munster. He's a top quality player. And he's going to be really important in the rest of the season. We saw how bare their back three was, you know, in that difficult period, kind of December, January, how difficult it was to find players and bodies. But, you know, his performance was really good. I thought Sean O'Brien, who's a centre, not a winger, did really well. Shane Daly was his usual himself. Frisch and Nankivell beats 11 defenders. Didn't really make any sort of major inroads. Had a brilliant pass for Sean O'Brien's try in the first half. And I thought that one thing I noticed there was it's Alex Kendellan who makes that pass off the base of the ruck. And it's definitely something that where Munster have been in those positions at certain points during the season where they get a penalty or they get an opportunity to actually string two passes together when they're close to the line. And somebody's picked the ball and gone again, and they've been held up or they haven't scored a try. So I was really, that was something that I was really pleased that there was a call given. Nankivell gets it and then he puts it right across the defenders for Sean O'Brien. So that was good to see that. I think if you go through the rest of them, Tony Butler, I thought was very short. He played really well. A lot of it is on the front foot. Again, when you're under severe pressure in matches, you're going to be tested more. And Fiona said it, Craig Casey was very impressive. It was great that the quick tap and the line that Frisch ran for that try was superb. If you're picking out a few more while I'm at it, RG Snyman, wow. Again, he looks like someone who needs matches and there's a little bit of that zip not there yet, but still he's the way he can affect games is just
that try was classed, little pirouette to get over the line.
But just the ability to get his hands through, and Thomas Ahern as well, he didn't look happy coming off.
That is it for part one of this week's episode of the Red 78. To listen to the full episode where we talk about our star of the week and a little bit more as well, become an Off the Ball member. You can check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member on the Off the Ball app, Apple, Spotify or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot.